Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. There's a big flap on right now about the government monitoring our phone calls. Now that doesn't bother me because I have nothing to hide. I think in general terms it could be violating our rights to privacy, but as I read and hear about terrorist plots that have been stopped when an undercover agent sells phony explosives to a terrorist group or individual or in some other way foils a plot to destroy a building or something, how many of those instances were discovered by tapping a suspect's phone? If we go on about our lives naively thinking about all is well when it isn't, maybe it's a good thing that someone is out there watching, or listening in this case. The question might be, where do we draw the line? If someone is cheating on their spouse or giving or getting inside trader information or any one of a number of other possibilities, shouldn't they be caught? Of course, it could turn into blackmail or some other form of extortion. Whistleblowing is another thing that's in the news. Those high mucky mucks who are making extra money or getting perks from illegal or questionable actions in government or business should be brought down. Instead, it seems, the whistleblowers are fired or otherwise punished by the system or those who are being exposed. It's too bad we can't clean house up there and get folks in there who are looking to bring government back to government by the people again. As I read about the Stevens guy from Fortuna who had been part of the bear spray attack but was rearrested on charges of marijuana growing, having firearms, a hand grenade, almost $20,000 in cash, packaged and dried marijuana, a huge operation that had been going on for quite a while, obviously, involving several pieces of property, I expected to read about what he would be charged with. Instead, I read that because it was just a few days after his release on the previous charges, that the probation officer was considering not charging him on the new violation. I almost blew my coffee out my nose. What a difference did it make how long it had been between sentencing? This obviously had been going on for a long time. It's illegal, no matter what went on before. I certainly hope he gets what's coming to him. Another article in the newspaper was concerning a legal action against mainly a cop from Arcata. If what was printed is true, and I know facts can be stretched or bent in many ways to benefit the accuser or the accused, it sounds like the officer needs some training in controlling his temper and violent ways. I've seen what looks like a quiet situation turn into a wrestling match, but if what the accuser said was true, why didn't the other officer step in? There were some comments on TV about putting items on the sidewalk marked free or for sale cheap. I've done that a number of times and always got rid of the articles. They were all workable or usable. Everyone gains. One time I had a chair in the back of my truck that my nephew had thrown up in. In the morning it was gone. Saved me a trip to the dump. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.